天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那从今天开始呢，麦克牧师也会带领我们开始一个新的系列的学习，叫做 Know Your Real Enemy， 谁是你真正的敌人。那究竟谁是我们生活中真正的敌人呢？是那些居心叵测要害我们的人，还是那些常常指责我们的人呢？好，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
It is our desire and prayer that you are encouraged through these messages.
我们的盼望和祷告就是想这些信息能够鼓励你。
And that you will lift up your eyes to the Lord.
使你能举目仰望主耶稣。
Because I know he wants to encourage you tonight.
因为我知道今天主耶稣要鼓励你。
And today we're going to begin a new series of messages.
今天我们要开始一个新的系列信息。
We entitled it, Who is your real enemy?
我们把这个系列称为谁是你真正的敌人。
We want you to know who is the real enemy in life.
我们希望你知道谁才是生命中真正的敌人。
There are some people who have fights in the home and they think their spouse is the enemy.
有些人在家里打打闹闹，他们把自己的配偶当作敌人了。
Or some colleague at work who's an enemy.
或者把工作场所的同事当作敌人。
But tonight we're going to tell you who is the real enemy.
但是今天我们要告诉你谁才是你真正的敌人。
How is the real enemy able to use one or both people at war?
那真正的敌人是如何挑拨单方或双方而引起争端呢？
When two believers disagree and that disagreement degenerates into war of words,
当两个信徒意见不合时，就会演变为口角之争。
The next thing you have is a people who are divided into two camps.
然后人群分为两派。
Both sides perceive each other as enemies.
双方都觉得对方是敌人。
Is this really true?
实际上真是这样吗？
Can two redeemed believers purchased by the blood of Christ be enemies?
两个都是被基督的宝血所救赎的信徒，怎么会互相为敌呢？
So who is the real enemy?
那么谁才是真正的敌人呢？
How does the real enemy manage to enter into the hearts of one or both of these individuals or groups?
无论是个人或团体，那真正的敌人怎么能潜入一方或双方的心中呢？
Consider a Christian who knows that sin and impurity is dishonoring to God and is dishonoring to the body.
你想，一个基督徒明明知道污秽和罪恶会羞辱神，也羞辱身体的。
A Christian who knows that sin and impurity is dishonoring to the mind and dishonoring to the soul.
一个基督徒知道污秽和罪恶会羞辱思想和灵魂。
What if this same Christian keeps falling into the sin of disobedience and impurity again and again?
如果这个基督徒一次又一次地陷入不顺服和污秽的罪中，
What will happen in this case?
这样将会发生什么事呢？
Eventually, he or she will begin rationalizing and blaming the circumstances and blaming others.
最后他就会为自己找借口，责怪环境或责怪其他的人。
What is happening here?
到底是怎么回事呢？
What is that person doing to allow the enemy into his or her life?
他这么做就是容许敌人进入他的生命里。
And cause defeat in their life.
并且导致他生活上的失败。
Sometimes the same thing happens in the church.
有时在教会里也会发生同样的事。
Church that is active and vibrant.
一间活跃而生气蓬勃的教会。
Satan uses someone to come in and try to change the direction.
撒旦利用某些人进去尝试改变教会的方向。
And eventually, they will do good works, but stop preaching the gospel.
到头来他们做了一些不错的工作却不传讲福音。
It doesn't matter what they say or what their suggestions are.
不论他们说什么或提什么意见。
The point is this.
关键在于
Their suggestions move that vibrant church out of the will of God.
他们的意见把这个生气蓬勃的教会带离了神的旨意。
And soon a few of detractors will gather more detractors around them.
很快的少数几个破坏者会招来更多破坏者。
Eventually, within a short period of time, that vibrant church becomes spiritually dead.
不久之后，这间原来生气蓬勃的教会就变成为灵性死亡。
I have seen some of the great churches of the world who are now only have 6 people worshiping in them.
我曾看过世界上一些大教堂，里面只有六个人在敬拜神。
These churches are big, magnificent buildings.
这些教堂的建筑既宏伟又华丽。
But very few people coming in.
却很少人进来。
What happened?
到底出了什么事呢？
The enemy has come in the midst of the church.
因为敌人已经进入教会里了。
The goat has come in the midst of the sheep.
山羊进入绵羊中间。
He looks at the sheep.
敌人望着绵羊。
He looks like a sheep.
他外表看起来像只绵羊。
He bleats like a sheep.
他的声音听起来也像只绵羊。
And everybody thinks he's a sheep.
每个人都以为他是只绵羊。
Then he gets some more goats around him.
然后又有多几只山羊在他身边跟他在一起。
And then they try to detract the church from its call to serve the living God.
接下来他们企图去破坏教会服侍永生神的呼召。
There's one thing you need to know about goats.
你需要注意有关山羊的一件事。
They are either change their nature and become sheep,
他们也许会改变他们的本质变成绵羊。
Or they will cause problems.
不然他们就会引起麻烦。
The Apostle Paul talks to the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20.
使徒保罗在使徒行传二十章里和以弗所教会的长老谈话。
He did not tell them to worry about those outside of the church.
他没有叮咛他们要小心提防在教会外面的人。
But to be concerned about those who are inside.
却要他们关注那些在教会里的。
Paul said to them,
保罗对他们说,
What you should be concerned about,
你们所应该留心的,
are the wolves that are going to rise from within the church to devour and destroy the church.
是那些将要从教会内部起来的豺狼,他们要吞噬并破坏教会。
Who is the enemy of God's work?
谁才是神的圣工的敌人?
Who is working within these individuals?
谁在这些人心里搅和?
Who is the one who really wants to destroy the work of God?
谁才是真正想摧毁神工作的人呢?
Today I want to tell you about him.
今天我要告诉你关于他的事。
Because I want you to know the real enemy.
因为我要你认识这个真正的敌人。
I was telling a friend of mine about this series of messages.
我和一位朋友谈起这一系列的信息。
And he told me something very, very important.
他告诉了我一些非常非常重要的事。
He said that during the war,
他说在战争期间,
they handed him a brochure.
他们交给他一本小册子。
That brochure said, Know your real enemy.
那本小册子的题目是认识你真正的敌人。
And the brochure had information regarding the soldiers of the enemy.
小册子里有关敌军的资料。
What are they like?
他们喜欢些什么。
How they think.
他们如何思想的。
How they would attack.
他们会如何攻击。
But the tragedy is this.
但是悲哀的是。
The average believer is ignorant of the real enemy.
一般信徒对真正的敌人是无知的。
The average Christian is oblivious to the invisible war that is taking place right now.
一般基督徒对于目前正在进行的无形战争完全不在意。
The average Christian is unaware that whether we like it or not, we are in a state of spiritual warfare.
一般基督徒并没有意识到,不论我们喜不喜欢,我们是在一场属灵征战里的。
The average Christian does not know how to fight Satan, let alone win over him and defeat him.
一般基督徒甚至不懂得该如何对抗撒旦，更不用说如何胜过他、打败他了。
Consequently, the cunning enemy uses Christians to fight one another.
于是，狡猾的敌人就利用基督徒互相攻击。
He uses believers as his emissaries to do his bidding in order to destroy the work of God.
为了要破坏神的工作，他利用信徒做他的密使，以实现他的阴谋。
You say, how come?
你说怎么会呢？
How come the enemy can get into a believer and uses him to destroy the work of God?
敌人怎么可能进入信徒的心里，并利用他来破坏神的工作呢？
When a person becomes a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当一个人在耶稣基督里成为信徒，
When you come and surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ,
当你来到耶稣面前，承认他的主权，并把你的生命交托给他。
When you come and say yes to Jesus and there is no other salvation except through Jesus,
当你对主说，是的，除了耶稣之外，别无其他的拯救。
You have moved from darkness to light.
你就是从黑暗进入了光明。
When you accept Christ, you have moved from being destined for hell to being destined for heaven.
当你接受基督的时候，你就从原来注定往地狱走，转为向天堂走。
You are saved from eternal damnation.
你就从永恒的诅咒中得了拯救。
I want you to imagine your Christian life like a house.
你可以想象你信仰的生命就好像一栋房子。
In your soul, there are many doors.
在你的灵魂里有许多扇门。
You have come and you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经将你的生命交托了给主耶稣基督。
But not all the doors in that house of your soul have been closed to Satan.
但你灵魂房子里的门不见得全都是对撒旦关闭的。
Some of these doors are not bolted.
有些门并没有锁紧。
Satan comes in and he pushes on the door.
当撒旦来到，他试着推推门。
And once he finds an opening, he goes in.
一旦发现有任何一个入口，他就登堂入室。
As you know, professional thieves never break and enter.
你知道专业小偷从来不破门而入的。
They go around the houses.
他们走过那些房子。
And they push on the doors.
顺手推推门。
And they see which door that is left unlocked.
看看哪些门忘了上锁。
Then they go in to rob and to destroy and to steal.
他们就进去抢夺、偷窃和破坏。
Satan is a gentleman thief.
撒旦就像一个绅士型的小偷。
He does not break and enter.
他不会破门而入。
He comes into your life.
他来到你的生命里。
But you are the one who will either allow him in or refuse to let him in.
但那由你来决定，容许他或拒绝他进入。
What do I mean by this?
我这么说是什么意思呢？
Listen very carefully, please.
请你留心地听着。
Anger is a door.
发怒是一扇门。
If the door of anger is left unbolted,
如果这扇发怒的门没有锁死的话，
Satan is going to go in and enter into your life through that door.
撒旦就会经过这扇门进入你的生命。
And he will create havoc.
他将要制造混乱。
Not only for your life, but for the lives of all those around you.
不单单在你的生命里，而且也在你四周的人当中。
Another example.
再举另外一个例子。
Bitterness is a door.
苦毒是一扇门。
Hatred is a door.
仇恨是一扇门。
Rebellion against authority is a door.
反叛权威是一扇门。
Jealousy is a door.
嫉妒是一扇门。
Sexual lust is a door.
淫念是一扇门。
Greed is a door.
贪婪是一扇门。
False guilt is a door.
不该有的罪疚感是一扇门。
Shame is a door.
羞愧是一扇门。
Attraction to the horoscope and fortune telling and reading of coffee cups is a door.
对星象、算命和占卜、问卦感到好奇也是一扇门。
These doors, if they are not daily bolted and locked up in Satan's face,
这些门如果不是每天都向撒旦拴紧锁死的话，
they will give your enemy access into your very soul.
他们就会让你的敌人进入你的灵魂深处。
So what is the first step toward defeating your enemy?
那么要击败你的敌人，第一步要做的是什么呢？
Is to know your enemy.
就是要认识你的敌人。
Know how to shut him up.
要懂得如何拒他于门外。
Know how to defeat him before he defeats you.
在他击败你之前，要知道如何先击败他。
Know his operational procedure.
要明白他一贯行事的步骤。
Know what he thinks.
了解他的想法。
Know when he attacks.
知道他何时攻击。
How he attacks.
如何攻击。
There is no army that is worth the name that is not on the alert all the time.
没有一个军队不是随时保持警戒的。
And have knowledge about his enemy's activities.
并且掌握敌情。
To have victory over the real adversary of your soul, you must understand your adversary.
要想胜过你灵魂真正的敌人，必须了解你的对手。
You must remember, however, that we are the only army that was ever assured of victory before the first shot was ever fired.
但你一定要记得，我们是唯一在第一枪还没射出之前就有必胜把握的军队。
Therefore, temporary defeat in your life comes when we are willingly or ignorantly allow these doors to be opened.
因此，目前你生活里暂时的失败是来自你甘心的或无知的敞开了灵魂的破口。
When you are not on the alert,
你疏忽没有提高警觉。
When you are not watching out,
没有注意守望的时候。
Someone said to me some years ago,
多年前有一个人对我说，
I am not afraid of the devil.
我不害怕魔鬼。
My answer was this.
我这么回答他。
That is not the real issue.
那不是真正的问题。
The issue is the devil afraid of you?
问题是魔鬼怕不怕你啊？
What have you done lately to scare the devil?
最近你有没有做些让魔鬼害怕的事呢？
What victory have you to make him run for cover?
你有哪些叫魔鬼逃跑躲藏的得胜经历呢？
When the great evangelist George Whitefield went to Boston,
当伟大的布道家乔治·怀特菲到波士顿去的时候，
a prominent minister in Boston came to him and said,
波士顿一位知名的传道人来对他说，
Mr. Whitefield,
怀特菲先生，
I am very sorry you came to Boston.
我感到很遗憾你来到了波士顿。
The great evangelist replied,
这位伟大的布道家回答说，
So is the devil, sir. So is the devil.
先生，魔鬼也是的，魔鬼也是的。
Dr. Graham Scroggie was one of Scotland's great preachers in Edinburgh, Scotland.
在苏格兰爱丁堡的葛兰斯库基博士是苏格兰一位伟大的传道者。
And one day he was explaining why people today refuse to believe that the Bible is the authoritative word of God.
有一天他谈起为什么今天人们拒绝相信圣经是神权威的话。
Some of them say that Genesis is a myth.
有些人说创世纪是神话。
And the book of Revelation a mystery.
而启示录是神秘的。
He said these people have fallen into Satan's deception.
他说其实这些人是受撒旦所蒙骗。
And then he continued on.
接着他解释。
He said the reason the devil is so anxious to get rid of Genesis and Revelation.
他说魔鬼之所以处心积虑要除掉创世纪和启示录。
Is because in Genesis his sentence is declared.
因为在创世纪里已经宣布了对魔鬼的判决。
And in the book of Revelation, that sentence is executed.
而在启示录里执行了这个判决。
Now I want to recommend that you start using a notebook. Of some sort.
现在请你拿出一本笔记本。
Because the devil would be very anxious for you to turn off the radio or to forget what I'm going to tell you.
因为魔鬼很想你现在就关掉收音机，或是忘掉我将要告诉你的。
He will work as hard as he can to make you do that.
他将会尽他所能的让你这么做。
So write these things down as the Spirit of God gives them to us.
所以请你记下神的灵对你说的话。
Who is the real enemy?
真正的敌人是谁呢？
Your real enemy is the devil.
你真正的敌人就是魔鬼。
So you were asking by now and saying, where does Satan come from?
现在你会问，撒旦是从哪儿来的呢？
Did God create Satan?
是神创造撒旦的吗？
Is God responsible for evil?
神应该对邪恶负责吗？
Does God take responsibility for Satan's evil work?
神要为撒旦的邪恶工作负责吗？
Children are always asking these questions.
孩子们经常会问这些问题。
And some adults don't know the answers.
但成年人不知道怎么样回答他。
I want you to be tuned in the next several weeks so we can look at who your real enemy is and how to defeat him.
请你在以后几个星期里继续收听我们的节目，来学习谁是你真正的敌人，并且该如何击败他。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒和安详的翻译，让我们能够对撒旦的攻击保持警醒，也求神的怜悯，使我们认清自己的弱点，不给撒旦留下破口，也求神给我们智慧，可以真真正正的来清楚地认识到我们的敌人究竟是谁。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
上帝山。